Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all number one Motown songs from the 1970s and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, Gladstein the Pips, Eddie Kendricks, The Temptations, David Ruffin, and Stevie Wonder. All coming up the next half hour as we feature all number one Motown songs from the 1970s and 1980s.
Now I want to tell you of a great love. Oh, it will light up. It will surely light up darkened worlds if you just believe. Stone love.
Yeah. there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see, oh, what's going on. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us simply 'cause our hair is long? Oh, you know that we've got to find, bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
For listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallow.
1972.
Motown Memory from Michael Jackson. That was Ben, reaching number one in the United States pop charts from 1972. Before that, Marvin Gaye and What's Going On, number one in both the pop and rhythm and blues charts from 1971. And we start with the Supremes and Stone Love, number one in the rhythm and blues charts from 1970. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all number one songs in various musical charts. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from 1970, 1971, and 1972. Coming up, a 1973 number one song from Gladstone the Pips, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye. Well, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye was released on December 26, 1972, and it became one of Gladys and her Pips' biggest singles to date, the second biggest one only behind I Heard It Through the Grapevine. It was their last single that the group released prior to them leaving Motown for Buddha Records in February of 1973. Well, by 1972, Gladys and the Pips had spent 6.5 years with Motown, having signed with the label in 1968. However, the group would recall being treated like outsiders in the label, and lead singer Gladys Knight recalled on A&E's television program called Biography that she and the group were regarded as a second-string act, and that Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Temptations, and Marvin Gaye were all given all the hits, while they got the leftover. In late 1972, Gladys and the Pips began recording songs for what would be their final album entitled Neither One of Us at Motown Studios in Detroit. Well, Gladys Knight and her Pips worked on the majority of the album with producer Joe Porter, who allowed the group creative freedom in the studio. According to Bubba Knight, one of the Pips, Porter allowed the group to co-produce the album, saying Porter would bring them the songs and allow them to mold it into the Gladys Knight and the Pips style. And upon hearing their arrangements, they would tell the engineers to just turn the tape on. Well, Porter had given them the song entitled Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, a song that was written and first recorded by country singer and songwriter Jim Weatherly. Well, Porter had picked up the song out of Weatherly's publishing company, and Gladys recorded her lead vocal in one take at the studio, with parts of the background by the group already done. Well, here are Gladys Knight and the Pips with Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, right here on Motown.
1973! Got you to the point. 24.
Oh, wait.
With Happy People, and they reached number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1975. Before that, Eddie Kendricks and Boogie Down, number one in both the pop and rhythm and blues charts from 1974. And we start with the Class 9 The Pips with Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, number one in both the pops and rhythm and blues charts from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all number one songs in various musical charts. Well, we made it all the way up to 1976. Here is David Ruffin and Walk Away From Love, number one, right here on Motown.
1976.
Pushing me away, so leave it.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memory
1977.
I Wish, and they reached number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1977, and we started with David Ruffin and Walk Away From Love, number one in the Rhythm and Blues charts of 1976. Well, this half hour, we featured all number one songs from 1970 through 1977 on various musical charts. We pick it up after the break with 1978 and the number one song from the Commodores, so keep it right here on Motown.